Hey, everybody. It is the annual Oscar Cafe. I believe we're on our, well, not our 93rd Oscars, but it's the 93rd Oscars this coming weekend. And as usual, Nick, hello, Nicholas.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Nicholas. Nicholas and I are getting together for our Oscar chat. And in all fairness, we are keeping it a little shorter this time because some of the categories we do, like sound and editing and cinematography, when you're watching at home, it's really hard to make those judgment calls. So we decided to stick just to the main top categories. Right, Nicholas? We agreed.
Catherine, yeah. I mean, I'm very sad to lose foreign film, but as I haven't even seen one of them, regrettably, it didn't seem to be fair to do that.
I agree. I only saw one of them. And we didn't even get to documentaries. Nick, I'm going to give you a major shout out because Nick seriously power watched in this last week a great many of our Oscar nominated films. So we'd be able to even do this cafe. So hats off to you, Nick. Let's open the balcony and get started. The first category we're going to discuss is adapted screenplay. And the nominees are Nomadland, Chloe Zhao, Borat's subsequent movie film with Sacha Baron Cohen and probably 10 other names. So we're just going to leave it with him. The Father, Florian Zeller and Christopher Hampton. One Night in Miami, Kemp Powers. And The White Tiger, Ramin Bahari. I'll start because I read the categories. So I did not see The Father, which Nick and I will discuss in detail later. An adapted screenplay, as you know, is something that's adapted for film from a prior book. I'm not really sure how Borat's subsequent movie film is an adapted screenplay, but apparently it is. Of these films, what I would like to win is a film called The White Tiger. I saw it recently. It is fantastic. It's based on a book and it told a really intricate tale really well. I loved it. And it wasn't nominated in many major categories on the Oscars. I think it was for the BAFTAs. So I'd love it to win one award, which would be this, the adapted screenplay. But what I think will win and what I also think deserves to win and what I think will be the unstoppable Oscar film for this year is Nomadland by Chloe Zhao.
Fair enough, Catherine. Very sadly, I did not see White Tiger yet, but I have heard good things and I'm really looking forward to it. So I feel a little sad that I can't really include that in my personal choices. So I'll reserve the right to change my mind after I've seen it.
Okay.
But out of the other contenders, I think you're right. Nomadland is almost certain to win. And Chloe Zhao is a very clear talent. It's a unique movie in its style. However, for me, I have to say I personally thought The Father, as upsetting as it is as a movie in many ways, is a real masterpiece. It's clever, it's beautifully written, the dialogue is extraordinary, you feel the exasperation, the sadness, the helplessness. It really is quite extraordinary. So for me, I would really be very happy to see Florian Zeller and Christopher Hampton win for what I believe was originally a French production. And I really do think they deserve it. I think it's a more unique movie that tackles an extremely difficult subject with grace and sensitivity. So that is my would like to see it win. And I think Nomadland will win. One final little point. I did enjoy the Borat movie, and I think that if that one, it would certainly make me smile. It's original and unique. For me, maybe not quite as good as the original one, but it was good to see a little humor amidst our world right now.
Okay, so we are in agreement about what we think will win, but we have different ideas of what we hope will win. And in movies, funny enough that I didn't see the one you hope will win and you didn't see the one I hope will win. So
there we go, Catherine. There we go. Moving along to our original screenplay, one of my personal favorite categories in the Academy Awards. And our nominees are Promising Young Woman, Emerald Fennell, Minari, Lee Isaac Chung, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, Aaron Sorkin, Sound of Metal, Abraham and Darius Marder, Story, Derek Cianfrance, and Darius Marder. Judas and the Black Messiah, Will Burson, and Shaka King, Story, Burson, King, Keith Lucas, and Kenny Lucas. So, I have seen all of these movies and actually really enjoyed all of these movies very much. My personal favorite was Promising Young Woman, because I do think it was truly original. I'm a fan of the TV series that we had here in the UK called Killing Eve, which was written by Emerald Fennell. And I believe that that set the mold in some ways for this. She has an unusual style and it's very unpredictable. It's not very often I watch a movie and I don't see where it's going several times within the scripting. And I have to say, with Promising Young Woman, there were a few things that I really didn't see coming at all, which was a thrill. So that is my favorite and the one that I would absolutely like to see win. I think it's a tough category because Minari was also unique. Aaron Sorkin, of course, is a favorite. And I thought it was beautifully written too, the trial. It was mesmerizing. Sound of Metal is one of my other favorite movies. And I would be very happy to see that win too, because it was really unique. And I think it's an underdog, and I always like to support underdogs. And I love Judas and the Black Messiah. So tough category. But, you know, I'm actually going to stick my neck out with this one a little further than an emu usually would. And I'm going to say that Promising Young Woman is going to win, because I really feel strongly that it should as well. But I won't be surprised if The Trial of Chicago 7 does win. But I'm going to say should and will Promising Young Woman.
Wow. So I had said to Nick before we did our podcast, our cafe, that this is one of the few years I remember that we disagree on a lot, and not in like a, oh, you stink way, but we have very different feelings about the movies we saw. I did not love Promising Young Woman the way Nicholas did. I thought, well, yes, you didn't necessarily know where something was coming from. It was also a little farcical to me. I thought that it was just a little silly. If it had been billed a black comedy, I might have liked it a little better. In any case, I loved Minari, just adored it, but it was a very subtle film. And I think most of what was moving about it is not something someone said. It was something visual. The Trial of the Chicago 7, I thought, was a tour de force in both acting and writing. Sound of Metal, like Nicholas, I love. It's probably not going to get much Oscar love, but it was a great idea, that film, and wonderfully executed. And Judas and the Black Messiah, I wasn't as crazy about as some other people. I know John had told me it was his one of his favorites of the year. I liked learning about that story. I didn't know anything about Fred Hampton or how horrible he was treated. But I didn't, I was actually a little bored. So I'm not sure it was the greatest screenplay of all time. I believe that The Trial of the Chicago 7 will win. And I believe The Trial of the Chicago 7 should win. So there we go.
Wow, there you go, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be disappointed to see any one of these films to win. And it's very rare that I can say that in a category.
True.
But there you go. Let's see. I've got a feeling you might be right. But
I'm sticking. You're sticking?
Yeah.
Okay. So Best Supporting Actress, the nominees are Yoo Jung-hoon for Minari, Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film, Amanda Seyfried for Mank, Glenn Close for Hillbilly Elegy, and Olivia Colman for The Father. I don't know what Glenn Close is doing in this category. It's upsetting to me. I think she took Jodie Foster's nomination that she should have gotten for The Mancurian. So we're going to skip her. We're going to X her out completely. Olivia Colman, I didn't see The Father. I know what type of actress she is. She's amazing. It would be great to see her win, but she's not going to. So let's strike her right off. Amanda Seyfried for Mank. She looked like an early front runner. But then the movie, I don't think did as well commercially. And I think, no, let's strike her. This is my opinion, not Nick's. Then Maria Bakalova for Borat's subsequent movie film should win an Oscar every day for the rest of her life for making Rudy Giuliani, for exposing Rudy Giuliani as the total piece of poop that he is. So for that alone, she should win an Oscar. But I do believe that Yoo Jung-hoon, who played the grandma in Minari, was unbelievable. It was a small but unforgettable role, which is really what a Best Supporting Actress or Best Supporting Actor Oscar should be. And the movie wouldn't have been the same without her. So my should win is Yoo Jung-hoon, and my will win is her as well. Two snaps.
Oh, Catherine, well.
Yeah.
I loved Mank much more than you did, but I'm sure we'll get to that. And I think Amanda Seyfried was really good in it too.
She was adorable, I agree.
Yeah, she was great. She really played the part like a proper... Hollywood starlet from that period. I couldn't possibly watch a movie called Hillbilly Elegy, so I have to confess that has not been on my list. Olivia Colman was spectacularly good, as she always is in The Father. I love Maria Bakalova. I'd be very happy to see her win for Borat subsequent movie film. But without a doubt, I think the winner really should be and will be Yoo Jung-hoon for Minari. So we agree on this one, Catherine.
Okay.
She stole the movie. She really was, I think, by far the strongest thing in the movie. Apparently, someone was telling me she's a huge star.
She's the Meryl Streep of South Korea.
I'm not surprised because she knows what she's doing. I actually saw her BAFTA acceptance speech, which was both fabulous and hilarious. So she's a larger than life character in real life, obviously too, as she was in the movie. And yes, I would like to see her win, and I absolutely think she will win.
Okay, we agree. And I think this might be our only one that we agree on, but let's continue and see.
Right. Well, what have we next, Catherine? It is Best Supporting Actor. So we have Daniel Kaluuya in Judas and the Black Messiah, Sacha Baron Cohen in The Trial of the Chicago 7. We have Leslie Odom Jr. in One Night in Miami, Paul Ratchie in Sound of Metal, and Lakeith Stanfield in Judas and the Black Messiah. Again, all strong movies. I think Paul Ratchie was kind of great in Sound of Metal. And I'd like to see that movie get something, which I'm not necessarily feeling it will, because for a sort of low budget indie movie, it was a real surprise this year and definitely compelling to watch. I thought the sound editing on it was really, really spectacular. So maybe it'll win in that category, but I'd be very, very happy to see Paul Ratchie win, because I thought it was great. I think without any doubt, my favorite performance was Daniel Kaluuya in Judas and the Black Messiah. He's a fantastic actor. He's got such a great face, those eyes.
Yeah.
Very expressive, and I loved him in the movie. So yes, I think it was probably the strongest performance. The only thing I would say is that he seemed more like the lead actor to me.
100% he did, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they've just made a very conscious decision to put him in this category as I think he is more sure to win. But I thought he was really, really great. And I loved him in that sort of indie horror film too.
What was that one called? Get Out. Get Out. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
So I think he's a real powerful actor, and I look forward to seeing many, many things in the future. He's going to be with us for a long time.
Yes. So
let's see if this is his first Best Supporting Actor award. I think he will win, and he should win.
I hate to say, I think we're agreeing again. I don't know how Sacha Baron Cohen, he was fantastic in The Trial of the Chicago 7, but they were all sort of supporting. I thought Frank Langella was incredible. I thought I thought Mark Rylance was incredible. I thought all the actors in the film were just fantastic. So for me, it's hard to see why he got the nomination. They were all great. I agree with you that Paul Ratchie in Sound of Metal was fantastic. I don't know if you know a lot about him. I read on him afterwards because I was pretty blown away. It's his first major role, and he was raised by two hearing impaired parents. So that part of the story was very true for him.
Wow.
Lakeith Stanfield is actually the true supporting actor in Judas and the Black Messiah. I thought he was just fantastic. Leslie Odom Jr. I'll always have a soft spot for, because I helped on a Grammy campaign of his. And in a less competitive year, he might have been the winner. But I agree with you that Daniel Kaluuya, whatever. Daniel, I'm sorry. I'm sure that your whole life people mispronounce your last name like people mispronounce my first. But his role as Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah was unbelievable. It was a lead role, and he is sure to be awarded on Oscar night. So good for you, Daniel. Wow,
fighting talk, Catherine. Sure to be awarded.
I'm sure of it. I'll bet you a Diet Pepsi.
In those envelopes, Catherine.
We won't have Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty open any of them. Here we go. We're up to already Best Actress. And the nominees are, this is a tough category. Yeah. The nominees are Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Frances McDormand for Nomadland, Andra Day for The United States versus Billie Holiday, Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, and Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman. So I'm probably going to work this out in my mind while I'm talking. I did not see Pieces of a Woman. The subject matter was entirely unappealing to me. So I've heard she was fantastic, and I'm sure she was, but she won't win anyway, so I don't feel super bad that I didn't see it. The second person that I'm not sure will really win, somewhat surprisingly, is Andra Day. Even though she was absolutely fantastic for The U.S. versus Billie Holiday, and I had no idea how terribly Billie Holiday was treated, I don't know that there's enough momentum behind either her or the film. So I feel like I'm not sure. I don't think she's got it, right? That leaves us with Frances McDormand, Viola Davis, and Carey Mulligan. And this is where it gets tricky to me. I'll start with Carey Mulligan. She was great. It was also a really great role, right? Like, what a great role that is. And I didn't love the movie like you did. And it was a very juicy part and probably sort of fun to play. And I didn't think that it was such hard work. What a great role to get to play. So for me, I don't think she deserves to win. Okay. I didn't say she won't, but I don't think she deserves it. That brings us to Viola and Frances, right? Like neck and neck, two peers, both amazing actresses. Viola and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, I will never think about a Coca-Cola in the same way again. She was absolutely unbelievable. And how she also allowed herself to look. She looked poorly. She's an attractive woman. And she sort of did not look as pretty as she is in real life. And she was astounding. I kind of thought it was more of a supporting role, maybe, but I'm not 100% sure. No, Nicholas doesn't agree with me. Then Frances McDormand. I think she's my should win. Now, why I don't think she'll win is she didn't campaign for the Oscar, but I thought it was an incredible performance and it was a really hard, it was a difficult role. A lot of how she communicated her feelings were visual and by expression and not really by her words and the way she carried herself and her body language. And I thought she was phenomenal. I actually had a friend who said he didn't see the movie because she looked ugly, which is so horrible. I won't say who you are, friend, but she was not attractive in this movie, like greasy hair. And she embodied this character. And Frances, I just adore you. And I think that you should win the Oscar. I suspect that Carey Mulligan might have some momentum. Oh, this is so hard, Nicholas. My should win is Frances, and my will win is Carey Mulligan.
Okay, well, that's an interesting turn of events.
That was hard.
I firstly agree with you entirely that this is a spectacular list. The only one I didn't see was Pieces of a Woman, too. Okay. But I'm sure the performance is great. I didn't see it, but the other four, I loved every one of them. It's very difficult, isn't it? Because Frances McDormand is so perfect in everything she's in. I've never, ever forgotten Margie from
Fargo.
Yeah, that was when I first thought, wow, okay. She's great in everything. She was great in Three Billboards.
I
could not be in any way saddened by her winning because it was a spectacular performance. It wasn't one of my favorite movies of the year at all. It's just not my kind of subject matter. I thought it was beautifully done. Fantastically executed. The acting was astounding, particularly since most of them weren't actors, which should tell us all something. If she wins, that will be great. The biggest surprise to me was Andra Day. in the United States versus Billie Holiday, I thought she was really, really spectacularly touching in it.
Yeah.
She managed to get inside that character. I do know the story of Billie Holiday very well. And of course, there's been many movies and TV movies already, not least of which being Lady Sings the Blues with Diana Ross, right, which was great. But I thought she really brought something new to the whole thing, Andra Day. I really believed her character, and she had a gentle soul, but such a complicated mind, and the way she'd been treated, the things she'd been through, her family life, all of that really came through. And I think that's quite difficult to do, especially for someone as complex as a character as Billie Holiday. So I would be very happy to see her win too. Though I don't think she will. Carey Mulligan, I love, because I thought that was, as I've already said, one of the most interesting of the movies of the year, the most original, the most unique, which is always more attractive to me than sort of those beautifully done human stories, which this also was, but it was strange and twisted. And I suppose it was about chauvinism, really, wasn't it? And highlighting just how prevalent it really is. But at the same time, it was dark and beautifully stylized too. I think that must have been quite an exciting role to play, but difficult too. Difficult to sort of go from the girl in the cafe to the nurse at a bachelor party with a wig on and a little outfit. I thought she was really, really great in it. I fear I'm using the word great too much in this category, but they are all great performances. So I would like to see her win, but I'm a little torn here, because although I preferred the movie generally, Promising Young Woman, I did really enjoy Ma Rainey's Black Bottom too. And I thought Viola Davis was just perfect.
Yeah.
One of those performances that doesn't come along very often. And I agree with you about the Coca-Cola, the fact that she was sweating all the time, and that, I don't know, that she was so determined that she was going to keep her pride and that no one was going to get the better of her. And she also had a bit of an ego going on there, didn't she? Which was quite something. But she was just wonderful to watch. It was really a tour de force. The teeth. What about the teeth?
Everything. If I think about her, Viola, in The Help, and you're going to make me change my mind soon, so we have to stop. If I think of her in movies like The Help and then compare it to how she played Ma Rainey, my God, and Fences with Denzel, the character she played in that. I mean, utterly heartbreaking.
She's a sublime actress.
God, right?
Yeah, no, she's one of those that can inhabit a person, which is a little terrifying in some ways, but she really did. There wasn't even a second when I didn't believe that character. And so I think, even though my heart sort of tells me that the Carey Mulligan thing was so good, I think actually I'm going to cast my vote for should win with Viola Davis. And I think will win will be Frances. I think that movie is probably going to clean up, and I understand why. And I will applaud her with everyone else if she wins. She deserves everything she gets, and may she long reign on our screens. But this is a tough category this year.
Really, really
good performances. Some people had said to me, oh, I don't know, there's not that many great things, you know, there's that word again, out there this year. And
how about awesome?
Actually, no, I couldn't use that. But actually there are some really special, stupendously good movies out there this year. And yeah, they're worth watching for anyone who hasn't seen all of them. But I am sticking with that. So I think Viola really should win. I think Frances probably will win. But boy, I'd be happy if Andra Day or Carey Mulligan won too.
I'd be happy with any of them. You're right. It'll be interesting to see how the, you know, Carey Mulligan's young. You could make that argument that she has a lot of more chances. And Andra Day sort of came out of nowhere. And Frances is sort of a critic and actor's darling. And Viola's unbelievable. Poor Vanessa Kirby. I'm sorry I didn't see your movie, Vanessa. Maybe the next one you make. So what's our next category, Nick Leas?
Well, I'm guessing from my list that it must be Best Actor.
What?
So, our nominees are Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anthony Hopkins for The Father, Riz Ahmed for Sound of Metal, Steven Yeun for Minari, and Gary Oldman for Mank. Now, what can I say? This is
the shoo-in of the night, though, right? This category?
Well, I'm not sure. There's two things, isn't there?
Okay.
I think that this is equally as impressive a category in many ways as Best Actress. I loved Chadwick Boseman in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and of course the sadness that he is now gone makes everybody sigh and think, well, what did we all miss? And of course it's a terrible, terrible loss. Anthony Hopkins at the age of 83 making The Father, it's almost an impossibility, but we'll talk about that a little more in a moment. He did really deliver just one of the best performances I've ever seen in a movie about people of that age. Just every movement, every gesture, every glance was heartbreakingly good. Riz Ahmed, well, no one saw this one coming, but how great, there's that word again, was his performance. Really, took you with him on the journey, didn't he? Which I think it was quite difficult too, all the sign language stuff and his sort of pent up anger that he was able to display. Well, very unlike our drummer, Roger, I have to say, but he did remind me of someone else I'd worked with before a little at times in the movie. I thought he was super, super good. So certainly deserves the nomination. Steven Yeun, everyone in Minari was great. It was an ensemble cast. The little boy was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was sort of one of those movies that was really only about the people in it, more so than the scenery and the story in some ways to me. It was about the characters, which of course were part of the scenery and the story. But it just, he's not going to win. I would be astounded if he did, but it was a great performance. I know you weren't a fan of Mank.
Oh.
I really, really loved Mank. I think it was one of the best written pieces of the of this year. I loved Gary Oldman in it, and I loved him in most things that he did, since Sid and Nancy, all the way to Churchill, Dracula. How great was he as Dracula?
Great.
So I would be beyond delighted for him to win, but there's no way they're giving that to him, unfortunately, this time, because he won so recently. So really it comes down to Chadwick Boseman, who I think will win, and it will be a profound moment at the awards if he does win. And I think the performance was really worthy of being in the category. However, for me, the most startling performance by far of all of these was Anthony Hopkins. I was almost speechless at what he could deliver at this point in his life and understand the subtleties and the complexities of every gesture and every movement. So I really, really do think that if it's purely based upon performance, Anthony Hopkins should win for The Father.
Well, there's no arguing with very much of what you said, although I'm going to argue with a little of it. Chadwick Boseman, I believe is his name. He was an incredible actor. It's such a tragedy that he lost his fight with cancer and that he passed away at such a young age. I felt like he looked sick to me in the performance. I'm not sure if I was just like making that up in my head. But regardless, I felt though his role was sort of a supporting role. I'm not sure that it was lead actor. Maybe it was. He had this incredible speech in the movie that was really moving to me about his childhood and how he's not afraid of anything. And I thought that part, that speech, is what really will win him the Oscar. So I'm going to just say right now that I believe strongly he's going to win. I did not see The Father. My dad passed away, as Nick knows, from Alzheimer's, so I didn't want to see the movie. And I also go on a website called The Movie Spoiler, which I recommend to anyone who wants to pretend they saw a movie. And it is a very detailed synopsis of a film. And once I read the synopsis of The Father, I texted Nick and I said, I'm not watching this. So I believe Anthony was incredible. And if I saw the film, I'd probably think he should win, but I didn't. So I can't choose him as my should win, even though he probably deserves it. Riz Ahmed in Sound of Metal was sort of a revelation to me. I didn't know much about him. And he, as Nick said, he took you on a journey through that role, through that character. My problem was that I didn't find him super likable. I didn't find the character super likable. I was kind of rooting for him, but kind of conflicted because I thought he was kind of a jerk. Steven Yeun in Minari, you made a fantastic point, Nick, when you said it's an ensemble movie. Like, it wouldn't work with that. If one of them was missing, it wouldn't work. The little boy, Alan Kim is his name. I wish he had been nominated. He was terrific. The woman who played the mother was terrific, and she wasn't nominated. Steven was great, but he's not going to win. So forget that. I really, as much as Nick loved Mank is as much as I dislike Mank. It was a struggle to sit through it. My husband, Brian, really likes films about old Hollywood, and he loves Citizen Kane. He was really looking forward to seeing the movie, even more so when I told him Nick loved it. And he, like, maybe halfway through, he's like, this is hard. So we didn't like it, although I want to give a brief shout out to Lily Collins, who I'm surprised she got so famous, sort of. And now this was the first movie I thought she was excellent in, but whatever. Hi, you know, great Lily Collins. So for me, I'll say that Chadwick Boseman will 100% win. And I guess only because I didn't see The Father, I'm going to say he should win. But I think if I did see The Father, Anthony Hopkins would have been my should win. So I'm not going to pick a should win because I don't think Steven or Riz or Gary should win. I'm not even sure I think Chadwick should win. So I'm just going to leave it there. I know I'm all over the place.
That's okay, Catherine. I think that's fine for this year. It's been a very strange year. So one more strange thing is another anomaly is not a problem.
Okay, cool. Our next category is Best Director. And the nominees are Chloe Zhao for Nomadland, Emerald Fennell, that's a great name, Emerald Fennell, for Promising Young Woman, Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, David Fincher for Mank, and Thomas Vinterberg for Another Round. I saw Another Round. That's also nominated for Best Foreign Film. I thought it was fantastic. Really great. That Mads Mikkelsen, he's a cutie. Where's he been? I never paid attention to him before. He's very handsome. He's actually not cute at all. But I was trying while I was watching it to see why he would have been. I could see why I was nominated for Best Foreign Film. I'm not sure why he was nominated for Best Director. So I'm going to scratch him right there. I'm also scratching David Fincher for Mank because I disliked it so much. That leaves us with Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, and Minari. I'm going to scratch Minari off of this list because I love so much about the movie, but I don't know that it deserves its Best Directing nod. So that leaves us with Nomadland and Promising Young Woman. And I can absolutely see why Emerald Fennell was nominated for Promising Young Woman. And I can absolutely see why Chloe Zhao was nominated for Nomadland. But why should win and will win is Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Because we'll get to this later, the next category. But I believe it was certainly the best directed picture I saw this year. Nicholas?
Catherine? I am very sadly, the one movie that I really wanted to see that I have not seen is Another Round because absurdly, it's not available to even stream to buy in the UK, certainly nowhere I could find it. And so I didn't get round to going and finding a friend with a screener or whatever people do like that. I would have been very happy to buy it, but I have not seen that. And I suspect that I will like it very much. I know it did well at the BAFTAs. Mm. I have to discount that one from my choices. But based on the other four movies, all of which I liked, two of which I liked more than the other two, it's an interesting dilemma because Nomadland and Minari were both heartfelt human stories about people in the real world trying to find their way and the quirkiness that makes us all different and the struggle to make every day something different. I suppose, or something, make some progress to they're both road movies in a way, because even though Nomadland is about a Korean family who come to buy a mobile home and live in America, and Minari is really about being on the road in vans and living in vans. They're both about being in the middle of America and coming to terms with life in difficult and unusual circumstances, and about the people that you encounter and about human nature. So they're really Oscar friendly, not deliberately, I don't think, on either of their behalf. They're very honest movies made by proper artists who wanted to convey human stories. So I really did enjoy both of those, and for different reasons, different things I liked in them. I particularly loved the performance of the grandmother in Minari. Anything with Frances McDormand in it, I'm happy to watch. And I thought there were some really touching moments and things that, as you mentioned, Caddy, her facial expressions, she can just move one little muscle that none of us know that we have, and it computes completely in your brain what she's thinking or why she's thinking that. It's a remarkable way to be able to convey a character's feeling that she has. So for those reasons, I think that the movies were beautifully directed. Obviously, Chloe Zhao wrote and directed the movie, which is a considerable achievement. I personally found Promising Young Woman more interesting. And I think, yes, it was beautifully executed. But interestingly, the movie you did not like, Mank, I think started really well with the media. I suppose everybody was saying it was going to win everything. And Hollywood loves a movie about Hollywood. But I think it was really beautifully directed. It looked spectacular. The performances were all great. The scripting was impeccable. It was maybe a little more intellectual in some ways than the other
movies. What are we saying, Nicholas?
That the other movies, the other movies were more of a guttural response. They were more direct, whereas Mank was perhaps a little more intellectual about the whole scene and the Hollywood at that time and what happened with Citizen Kane, which in itself is a great story.
Mm-hmm.
So in the absence of not seeing another round, I'm going to say that I think I would like Mank, well, actually David Fincher, for Mank to win Best Director. I just feel it was more of a grand statement. The road movies are beautiful. Promising Young Woman, wow, I would be so pleased if Emerald Fennell won. But no, I don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think Chloe Zhao will win. Nomadland is going to be the big winner of the night. Personally, I'd be very happy for Fincher to win. And I think that he's made some really interesting movies. And this would be not a massive surprise, because they have taken recently to splitting up director and best picture. Mm. And I do think, well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, we're at our last category.
Right, so who's going first, Catherine?
Wait, I want you to be able to... Wait, hold on, one, two, wait, Nick Caddy. Okay, I'll go first so you can say the last movie on our list. I'll go first. These are our Best Picture nominees. Nomadland.
The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Minari.
Promising Young Woman.
The Father.
Sound of Metal.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Mank.
Mank stank.
It did not, Catherine. I loved Mank. I think actually...
That was my refrain.
The more I look at this list, the more I feel that actually it wasn't such a bad year for movies at all. There's certainly more in here than some of the past years that I really like. Every one of those movies deserved a nomination. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I was going to say at the end of my my last best director speech mm-hmm. was that Nomadland is for sure going to win the best movie. That's why, in some ways, it's possible that they may split it and that Chloe Zhao may not win best director, but we'll see. Nomadland won the BAFTA here. I think it's won a whole load of other things. Undoubtedly a great achievement, but not my number one choice. What do you think, Catherine?
Wait, but you think Nomadland will win, but what do you think should win?
Oh, what do I think should win? Well, if we're really going to go through that already, well, I think, wow. Should win Best Picture. This is a little tougher.
It's because, hard.
Yeah, because as much as I love Promising Young Woman, it's sort of almost too indie to win Best Picture. I'd love to see that day come. I don't think it will. Minari, they're never going to give it to in a million years because... No. A Korean movie won last year, and I'm sorry to say that will be a big factor, but I also don't think it's the best movie. The Trial of the Chicago 7, I think, was really well done. The Father was incredible. Sound of Metal, great, but again, too indie. Judas and the Black Messiah, great again, but a little too indie. I'd actually be very happy to see Mank win. I think Mank was, obviously I like it a lot better than you do, but I think that it really had an elegance to it as a movie. And I love the storytelling element of it. It doesn't sort of ring the same bell as a lot of the... As a lot of the other ones do in a human nature sort of way, but I think that it does tell a fabulous story, which is what a movie's about. So actually, I would say I'd be very happy to see Mank win or Promising Young Woman win. I think I'm going to have to say, what would I like to see win? Promising Young Woman. I know it doesn't really have a chance. Mank maybe has an extreme outside chance. Nomadland's going to win, and probably the only other contender is the Trial of Chicago 7.
But what's your should win? Is it win. Mank or it's Promising Young Woman?
Would like to see win, really. I guess should win probably Mank. Would like to see win Promising Young Woman. Will win, without a doubt, Nomadland. And what I think is the only contender that could possibly challenge it is the Trial of the Chicago 7. That's complicated, isn't it? We've never had
four followed that.
We have we?
Okay.
So what do you think, Catherine?
Well, so this is what I think. I didn't see The Father. I really wish now, of course, I had. I knew I'd feel this way, but I know I couldn't sit through it. So I'll have to cross out The Father. And I feel a lot of people like me, maybe in a caregiving role in some respects, would have trouble with that. So for me, it was a no-go. So I'm going to take that out. I'm going to take out Mank. I'm going to take out Judas and the Black Messiah. It was a good movie, but I don't think that was a Best Picture movie at all. I thought his performance was the whole movie, but it wasn't until the last half hour. What's that, Nicholas?
No, I agree with that. I think Daniel Kaluuya is fantastic in it, and I love the movie, but I don't know that it actually is a Best Movie category one for me either in this case. probably wouldn't have put that one in there. It's probably the weakest of the bunch.
Yeah, I agree. So then we get down to films that I liked, which was Nomadland, The Trial of Chicago 7, Minari, and Promising Young Woman. I'm also going to take Minari out. I agree with you. I mean, if it was a spectacular movie, then maybe two Korean films would win 2 years in a row. It was a lovely movie. It was, like you said, a Heartland movie. It was like a heart movie. It was moving and it was interesting. Even though it took place in the 80s, I didn't see anything that let me know that it took place in the 80s. It could have been taking place today. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know that that was even an important fact. And it was weird that that was sort of what they were saying in all the reviews. I didn't think that played any part in the movie at all. They were lovely performances, not the best picture. So I'm taking that out. That leaves us with Nomadland, The Trial of Chicago 7, and Promising Young Woman. I really wanted to love Promising Young Woman. And I think if I had went into it thinking it was a black comedy, I would have. I had heard some things about it that it would be very unsettling or difficult to watch. And none of that was true. I thought it was going to be a little bit like Get Out, like psychologically scary. And it wasn't at all. She was fantastic. I love so many of the actors in it. I love Alison Brie. I love... I like Carey Mulligan a lot. I like, who's my girl from Friday Night Lights? She played Coach's wife. Anyway, she played the dean of the college. I love her. Some of the male actors I thought were great too. The ending is spectacular, but very far-fetched. It was not a best picture. So I'm crossing that out. That leaves us with Nomadland and The Trial of the Chicago 7. I believe, like Nick, that Nomadland is going to win. I think it's like an important movie. I also happen to really like it. Funny enough, I just want to opine that you and Simon really liked Mank, and John and I really dislike Mank. And this might be the first time in my career in working for Duran Duran that I've ever sided with John. Because I firmly stand in his in that category. So anyway, Nomadland is pretty unstoppable, pretty sure it's going to win. But like you, Nick, I think The Trial of the Chicago 7 was probably the best. Well, I don't know if you feel this way. I feel The Trial of the Chicago 7 was probably the best movie of the year.
It was a really strong movie. And everything we've talked about and all the awards that we've agreed or disagreed on, none of them include The Trial of the Chicago 7. And I think that it would be a shame if it was entirely overlooked, because it really was beautifully put together. The scripting was very, very good. But there's some tough competition out there this time.
Yeah, I just feel like it checked off everything. It had a great script. It was a great story. It was a long movie and I didn't get bored. You know, I get bored easily. And it had great acting. So my will win is Nomadland, but my should win is, somewhat surprisingly, the Trial of the Chicago 7. I just thought it was fantastic. And I think Frank Langella should have been nominated for an Oscar as the judge in that movie. He was
horribly horrible. Yes.
Really. Yes. Horribly horrible. So, I think we ended up agreeing a little more than I thought we were going to, because you really liked Mank and Promising Young Woman. And I didn't dislike Promising Young Woman. Like I was riveted, but I just felt it was so far-fetched.
Interestingly, I had no idea what it was about before I watched it. And I thought, oh, please don't let this be a coming of age movie. I'm so happy when it wasn't.
No, it wasn't at all. But I just didn't think it was a... Oh, sorry, what was that?
I was going to say when I found out who had written it and directed it, I was suddenly much more comfortable with the whole idea.
Didn't you think it was a little movie of the week? It was a little...
No, I think it's a difficult movie on some levels for some people. I did think there was some extremely dark humor in it,
right?
For sure, but the subject matter is absolutely more serious, and unnerving. And the fact that this woman was taking it on, and she had a book and she was just crossing them off one at a time. This is what I've done. This is how many of them I've taught the lesson. I thought it was such an original idea. Bizarrely sort of psycho, but with a moral to it. It was clever.
Really. It was clever. I had more of an issue than you did, because I just felt, unless she was in New York City or LA or Chicago, I don't know where she was finding all these assholes. Like, you know, I hope my son doesn't act that way. I don't know. Did every guy?
So too, Catherine. But
yeah,
I think we all know there are people like that out there. It was It was just the fact that somebody chose that as subject matter and found such an unusual and inspired way of telling that story was pretty incredible. She's a really great writer. Mm. And I love that, because what I miss in most things is scripting. I'm a fan of sort of proper old school Hollywood, you know, Billy Wilder, All About Eve, you know, those kind of where people wrote properly.
Virginia Woolf.
They don't anymore. They just sort of figure out their sets and what they want to do, and then write the lines the day before. I always remember reading something about Tim Burton and Batman, and he said that he was very nervous when Jack Nicholson asked him what his motivation was one day when he was walking up some stairs, and he had to say to him, "I don't know," because page of the script hadn't been written yet.
Right.
And I love Tim Burton's movies, so certainly not his fault, but meaning, you know, when things were really written properly and really thought out, that's what I like. Scripting to me is the place to start. And I felt that Promising Young Woman had that more than anything other than Mank, which I also felt had that
in spades.
Yeah, completely. I'd be happy to see that win something. It'd be disappointing if it doesn't win. It seems to have been written out of the script, ironically.
Yeah.
But it's a shame, because it was really, really, really good.
It missed the mark with me, but I hear you. So will you stay up to watch the Oscars, Nicholas, with me?
I don't even know that I have a channel that it's on anymore. But
what?
I don't think so. No, they put it on some strange cable channel, and now
I thought it's on Sky or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you better watch it. I got to figure out then how to get you on my TV.
All right, Kat.
Well, Nicholas, as always, this has been lovely. Thank you so much for joining me for our annual Oscar Cafe. And I guess I'll see you in the cafe around birthday time, yeah?
Yep.
You got it.
I shall look forward to it, okay. Catherine. And may all our Oscars remain wild.